Right. Well, when many of us, especially those who don't listen to Green Medicine Radio or possibly read Green Medicine Newsletter, when many of us hear the word lithium, we know of it only as a possibly dangerous patent medicine prescribed in very high doses for bipolar disease. But you know, lithium isn't really a patent medicine at all. It's a naturally occurring mineral closely related to sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, and a couple of others. Lithium is found in trace amounts in all living things. It's naturally in our food supply in very, very low amounts, primarily in grains and vegetables. Now, for individuals who are diagnosed as bipolar, which previously was called manic depressive illness, for those of us who are old enough to remember that, lithium is prescribed in very high amounts, 300 to 600 milligrams of lithium carbonate, 3 times daily. Individuals using these very high doses must have their blood levels of lithium checked at regular intervals to minimize the potential for sometimes serious adverse effects. And by the way, there's a totally natural way to prevent those adverse effects, but we don't have space for it here. The January 2018 issue of Green Medicine Newsletter, though, reported a research finding that 400 micrograms, oh yes, it takes 1,000 micrograms to make 1 milligram, stopped cognitive decline. The researchers wrote, "This data suggests the efficacy of a microdose lithium treatment in preventing cognitive loss, reinforcing its therapeutic potential to treat Alzheimer's disease using very low doses." Now, my previous newsletter, which I happened to write from September 1994 through June 2015, published a listing of the many, many uses for the much lower quantities of lithium, much lower than the 300 to 600, quantities so low, 5 to 10 milligrams per capsule. It's sold in every natural food store, compounding pharmacy, and the Tomo Clinic dispensary. Why is it there? Well, here's a list of some of the things that lithium does. And folks, these are research proven. Every one of these points. One of my favorites is it causes the formation of new brain cells in adults. When that research came out, it was the year 2000. I thought I could use all the new brain cells I could get. So I've been using this stuff since the year 2000. And no, I'm not bipolar. I've been using what's in the health food store. They have 5 and 10 and 20 milligrams. I've been using the 20 milligram one a day. Still here. And only Los Federales think I'm nuts. Okay, it causes the formation of new brain cells in adults. It significantly reduces risk of Alzheimer's disease. And I'll mention towards the end, there's 3 research papers that show us that it does. It protects brain cells against nearly any toxin. No kidding. No matter what toxin whacks into a brain cell, if there's enough lithium there, it protects it. Mm-hmm. It increases a major brain protective protein called BCL2. Mm-hmm. It reduces brain cell death caused by strokes. Uh-huh. If there's some lithium in there and you happen to have a stroke, and I hope you don't, but if there's some lithium in there, there's less brain cell death. This is all from research. It repairs brain signaling pathways. It improves the sense of direction in experimental animals. Hey, maybe we should give it to some of our politicians. It improves the sense of direction. It reduces gout attacks. You've heard that from me before. It just slows down the crystallization of uric acid. And it's the uric acid crystals which hurt, not the plain uric acid. It helps eliminate seborrheic dermatitis. No kidding. It does. Now, here's some interesting ones. These are all research proven. Lithium reduces aggressive behavior in children. Gee whiz golly, maybe some low-dose lithium to the schoolyard bully? It reduces aggressive behavior in children. Children who are so doggone aggressive that they can't be allowed in school, they're in the hospital, they give them low-dose lithium. Oh my goodness, they're not as aggressive. And here's another one. Reduces homicide, rape, burglary, and suicide. I did say lithium reduces homicide, rape, burglary, and suicide. That gum comes from work across the state of Texas where they have 3 big watersheds with the least lithium on one side of the state and the most lithium on the other side of the state. And guess what? Where they have the most lithium and it's in the water, they're not even taking pills, they have less homicide, rape, burglary, and suicide. Now, we got all this out there about suicide prevention. Mm-hmm. If you're worried, parents, you might talk to your natural medicine doctor about some low-dose lithium. No, it doesn't cure suicide. I'm sorry, it doesn't cure depression, excuse me. But it does seem to reduce the risk of suicide. And for those who happen to drink a little bit too much alcohol, women, it's been shown to reduce depression and irritability. And for the men who do that, it reduces aggressive behavior. This is all research stuff. Really. And it doesn't take much to do it. It reduces relapse in male and female alcoholics, reduces mental health hospital admissions, significantly reduces symptoms in fibromyalgia, significantly reduces cluster headaches. It inhibits, this is lithium, this is all lithium, herpes simplex viruses, HSV-1, HSV, adenovirus, oh yes, that's a common cold, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, measles virus. And yes, we've made use of a study that came out at Walter Reed Army Hospital in 1984, successfully treating hyperthyroidism with two tools, glucose iodine and lithium, and it's worked every time but one out of since 1984, must be 50 to 100 people, somewhere in there. Now, talk about low dose. In 2011, a Japanese research publication analyzed mortality data from over 1 million people and reported an inverse correlation between the death rate of anything, and varying levels of low-level lithium in the tap water. The higher the lithium levels in the tap water, remember this is over 1 million people, the less people died. And the lower lithium levels in the tap water, the more people died. So how much lithium was in the water? 0.7 to 59 micrograms. And remember, it takes 1,000 micrograms to make a milligram, and 1,000 milligrams to make a gram. Anyway, 0.7 to 59 micrograms per liter. That's per liter. A liter is a little more than 35 ounces. 59 microliters per liter translates to 59 parts per trillion of lithium in the water in this area of Japan. And yet it had this effect. I'm going to repeat the effect. The higher the lithium levels in the tap water, the less people died. And the lower the lithium water levels in the tap water, the more people died. 59 micrograms per liter, 59 parts per trillion. Confirming earlier observations about lithium and suicide reduction, other researchers examining this very same area of Japan observed reduced risk of suicide when lithium was found in the drinking water. This is other researchers, not the first group that did the 59 micrograms per trillion research. Anyway, reduced risk of suicide when lithium was found in the drinking water at very low levels. Other observational studies in humans have found a higher risk of violent and criminal behavior in communities where lithium levels are low, including an increased likelihood of homicide and drug use and higher risk of suicide. I know I said this already, but why the blank have we got fluoride, a known toxin, in our drinking water? Why don't we just substitute 59 parts per trillion of lithium, and maybe we can get the murder rate down and the suicide rate? This is real research. Over 1 million people in Japan and several research groups. Yeah, I know I'm annoyed. We've got a toxin in our water, deliberately added by the water districts. Why not take that the blink out and put in 59 parts per trillion of lithium? And maybe we can lower the crime rate, huh? Any politicians listening? Okay, on to the next thing. I'll try to settle down. Nearly all of us know about mitochondria. They're the tiny energy engines found in dozens to hundreds in every cell of our bodies, which produce the energy to keep those cells healthy. Okay, here comes another research report. Quote, chronic treatment with lithium enhanced mitochondrial function. Close quote. Another quote, long-term treatment with lithium protected against methamphetamine-induced toxicity at the mitochondrial level? Oy! No, I'm not going to take any of that stuff. But it protected against toxicity caused by methamphetamine on the mitochondria. Okay, I already mentioned that lithium protects nerve cells against nearly any toxin. One research article that some of us may find useful was entitled, this is the title, Lithium Reduces Ethanol-Induced Neurotoxicity. Now, if we'd want to translate it into English from scientists, that means lithium lessens hangovers. No, I'm not kidding. Many of those who drink alcohol tell me that's quite correct. After they started using the natural food store, home dispensary, compounding pharmacy, over-the-counter version of lithium, Saturday night wasn't so bad the next Sunday morning. Isn't that interesting? Any toxin, including ethanol, alcohol. On a more serious note, lithium has the ability to pull aluminum out of the tissues. No kidding. Pull it right out of the tissues so that it can be removed from the body. There's so much evidence that lithium can reduce Alzheimer's risk that the following titles have appeared in medical journals. I'm quoting the title now. Lithium, a novel treatment for Alzheimer's disease? Question mark, close quote. Now, whenever you've got something proved, but it's a new concept, all scientists know you always put a question mark after it. But if you read through that article, yep, they got it proved. Here's another quote, quoted title. Lithium, a potential protective drug. They got to call it a drug. It's a mineral. I'll go back to the beginning. Lithium, a potential protective drug in Alzheimer's disease. Yeah. And the last one? These are all separate articles by separate individuals who go through all the steps in their research papers. They're actually research reviews showing where lithium prevents Alzheimer's disease. So here's the last title. Quote, does lithium prevent Alzheimer's disease? And of course, they have to put the question mark in there because remember, these were published when it was a new concept back before 2010. So they got to put the question mark in. Uh-huh. But if you read through the article, what you'll find, yeah, step by step, it blocks it. Now, if you're not using low dose of lithium already as part of your anti-aging program, maybe it's time to think about it. Reduction of Alzheimer's risk and very likely increased longevity. Remember 59 parts per trillion in the water in northern Japan? Uh-huh. Are only two of the ever-increasing research-backed benefits of low-dose lithium being reported. And you know I can't find any research that says this isn't true. And yes, we've looked for it. Check with your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about what dose of lithium might be best for you. Yeah, check with your doc who knows what he or she is doing in natural medicine about low-dose lithium. Folks, if it works at 59 parts per trillion, for longevity purposes anyway, that's safe stuff, particularly at that dose. No quick kidding. Unfortunately, we're not blessed with lithium in the water here. We're blessed with fluoride instead. But if you want some lithium in the water, you can go down to the Shakespeare Festivals in Oregon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in that city where the Shakespeare Festivals are held, they got Lithia Park. Why? Because there's low-dose lithium in the water. It only appears in certain areas, limited areas around the country. We're not lucky enough to be one of them. But, gee, if you're a politician listening, hey, let's consider getting the fluoride out of the water, please. It's a toxin. Look it. Researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health, I did say Harvard, didn't I? Got to bow down here, I guess, reported that chronic use of lithium in the water as children are growing up can lower the IQ points by as many as 7 IQ points. Yes, Harvard School of Public Health. If you doubt me, put in the name Grandjean, which is spelled Grandjean, G-R-A-N-D-J-E-A-N, into your PubMed search engine, and up will come that research. Harvard School of Public Health, fluoride was found to lower IQ points in children who drink the water with fluoride all the time. How nice. But 59 parts per trillion of lithium in the water, that improves longevity and it cuts down on murder, suicide, rape. I'm not kidding. There's research on that. So why isn't very low dose lithium in the water? What's this fluoride doing in there? We're reducing IQ points rather than preventing rape, homicide, suicide. Makes no sense to me.